The town of Aubervilliers is less than 10 kilometres northeast of Paris, but when you step out the metro, it feels like another world. Department stores and Haussmannian architecture give way to shabby apartment blocks, cheap shops, halal butchers and overflowing rubbish bins. A few minutes down the road, at the Embarcadère Cultural Centre, there's a lot to be hopeful about. Children from primary schools throughout this working-class département are rehearsing songs in Spanish, Greek, Arabic, Ladino, Italian, Turkish and Corsican. I like singing a lot, says 11-year-old Nina. We're learning different languages. My favourite is Spanish. One of the Spanish songs talks about a woman, Tejara, who dances in front of men and her husband isn't happy at all. We'll be bilingual, says another girl. Arabic is difficult, they say in unison. And you don't say the words the way they're written. The Cité des Marmots project is run by the non-profit Ville des Musiques du Monde, which is committed to working in the gritty northeastern suburbs. Melissa Aizesh is project coordinator.
We hope to send out a positive image of the suburbs, show how culturally rich they are. The children have very different backgrounds, from Asia, India, West Africa, Senegal, many from Maghreb, and of course, France. It's not an easy project. There are more than 200 children on stage at one time. They don't know each other very well, but they're united through the music and the desire to sing.
The project is backed by the French Education Ministry. Valérie Rosfelder, a primary school teacher in the town of Stain, says everyone is learning, including the teachers.
Ceux de mon école vont chanter en arabe, en espagnol et en corse. Et ils apprennent très bien et très vite.
My pupils are singing in Arabic, Spanish and Corsican. They pick the songs up very quickly indeed. I'm learning at the same time and I was struggling to learn the song in Arabic, so some of them have taken on the role of teacher during rehearsals. It's been an apprenticeship for both sides. That's what's so interesting. We're teaching one another about our different cultures. It's created a real bond.
Et c'est très fédérateur. Sur les quatre chansons que ma classe a eu à apprendre, je pense que c'est Anna Waldia qui les a vraiment fédérées.
Out of the four songs we learned in class, they were most enthusiastic about Anna Waldia. Perhaps because a majority of them share that culture, so the song spoke to them. But they were also keen to learn some Spanish and Corsican on the internet, so clearly they didn't just want to stick to their mother tongue. It's a very motivating project.
C'est un très beau projet.
Who is 10 years old. Him, can you explain to me what the song in Arabic was about?
Anna Waldia. Moi, mes parents, ça parle de... Que moi, mes parents, ils sont très chers pour moi.
Anna Waldia means me and my parents. It's about how dear my parents are to me and that we are important to them.
Ça fait du bien, surtout que je, comme d'habitude, je parle arabe à la maison.
Singing in Arabic makes me feel good. I speak it at home, but it's the first time I've sung in Arabic at school. I helped translate the words in class and showed the others how to pronounce them.
Bien pour nous, il était important que la langue arabe soit présente. Pas davantage, mais pas moins qu'une autre.
It was important to include Arabic, but no more nor less than other languages, and that there be both classical and dialectical Arabic.
That's musician Bruno Alahi, founder of the Marseille-based band Rassenia, which will perform with the kids.
It goes back to Roland Barthes' idea of a happy Babel, where he saw the mixing of languages as like music. So yes, Arabic is important, but also Greek, Spanish, Italian, and even Corsican, which is spoken by far fewer people, but is also representative of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Sylvie and Rasenia's singer Sylvie Paz have been working with the children in school for the last few months. Sylvie says the children are learning much more than music. They're becoming citizens.
They're getting a kind of apprenticeship of life. They've got this big team around them, the festival, the teachers, the assistants, and then we've come up from Marseille. We're not youth leaders, we're musicians, and we see the children as musicians too. But they're also learning to be citizens in a way, respecting one another, showing self-confidence, starting and stopping at the right moment, being joyful and generous on stage, listening to one another. There are lots of cultural practices going on here that you find in everyday life. In that respect, they're experiencing something essential.
The City des Marmots project wants to create a kind of musical version of vivre ensemble, an expression meaning coexistence between different ethnic and religious communities, and which is being seriously tested since the Paris terrorist attacks.
It's saddening that the suburbs are sometimes painted in a very dark way, highlighting the aggressive side there. In reality, there are sometimes very appealing things going on here. The expression vivre ensemble has come to be almost a dirty word, but it's actually reality, and a beautiful reality at that. We believe in it.
The project is making that vivre ensemble desire a reality through initiatives like the Musical Metzes, says Melissa Aizesh.
What's important is bringing people together, to get them to open up to one another, to show we're curious about what's happening elsewhere. For example, this year we've created these Musical Metzes, rehearsals at school where parents can come and bring a homemade dish. Those people wouldn't otherwise meet. The project is making us stronger, more ready to listen to others. I think we'll be less afraid of one another.
C'est aussi très émouvant de voir comment finalement il y a une curiosité de la part.
It's very moving to see how curious the children are, and it also allows some of them to highlight their culture and origins and be proud of them. That can be difficult. Their double culture isn't always seen as a positive thing, but here we are highlighting it. So it makes them feel more valued.
Much more valued inside the classroom, too. Teacher Valérie Rosfelder has used the songs to go further into the history and geography of Mediterranean countries.
I've talked to them about the stories of Nasreddin. We've explored the different Mediterranean cultures and geography and history and through art. It's very enriching because it's allowed them to evoke their own cultures of origin. They don't necessarily know much about them. We're at school and kids don't always like school, but we're approaching lessons in a more playful way, if you like. That draws them in and they enjoy it.
And to make sure they enjoy the performance, a word of advice from musician Bruno Alafi.
We encourage
them to savor the applause, even if that means bowing for a bit longer. It can really boost their self-confidence. I mean, some of these kids have very few opportunities to feel good about themselves. They have to milk the applause, just like we do.
Il faut qu'ils profitent de ça. Et nous aussi, nous on en profitera en tout cas.
While they wait to take to the stage, what kind of message would these kids like to get across?
La paix, qu'on veut pas de guerre.
Peace, no war, they say.
Il faut se remettre de tout ça.
We've got to get over the attacks. We can forgive. Everybody can be friends.
On peut faire des dédicaces. Bonjour maman, je t'aime.
Bonjour papa, tu regardes la radio, c'est bien. Va sur la chaîne RFI.
Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.